Hey y'all, it's your girl Who's Rose, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White. Okay, so by now you may have heard the big news. Dr. Dre has issued a formal apology. While not naming names, he did get a little bit more specific about his wrongdoing towards women, particularly beating the shit out of them. I'm still processing the apology, and on one hand, I understand what he's saying. When we're young, we do stupid stuff. When I was young, I did stupid stuff. But in terms of how impactful what Dre and his group and what they stood for and the messages that were transmitted based on cause and effect after he did a deed and the effect of people really not caring, it has a ripple effect. It's had a ripple effect for generations. I mean, think about a pebble in a pond. When you do something, for every action, there's a reaction. So for everything that you do, you put that pebble in the pond. Dre, you beating the crap out of D. Barnes and shooting at Michelle A within 1 inch of her face was not a pebble in a pond. That was a big ass boulder in a big ass pond. So while I feel like apologizing is a good first step, I think that you really need to take it a step farther. I think that for me and for women like me to believe you, Dr. Dre, I want to see you front and center standing up for black women's honor. I want to see you up front and center talking about domestic violence in the hood and talking to your brothers about why this is not the road to take. If you did that, Dr. Dre, I would believe you. I appreciate the apology for at least acknowledging it after it's been since 1991 and we all knew, and I'm not even gonna question why you're apologizing. I'm not gonna question that this may have impacted your sponsorships and people getting mad and people making noises. I'm not gonna talk about how me doing this video and D. Barnes and Gawker and all of the publications who called to attention, hey, maybe we might wanna lionize this guy. I'm not gonna talk about how that may have influenced your decision. I'm just gonna say, bless your heart, Dr. Dre, and keep going. And finally, to all of the men and women who stood for what was right, who backed this, who said, you know what? I like hip hop, I like gangster rap, but this is not right. I agree with you. Everybody who said that, black, white, yellow, red, blue, purple polka dot, black, male and female, child, adult, old person, everybody who stood up when everybody was trying to shout you down and said, this is not right. I want you to give yourself a pat on the back because Dr. Dre is apologizing because of you. He is apologizing because he now knows maybe black women aren't such an easy target anymore. Maybe I shouldn't always pick at that low-hanging fruit. That might cost me some money. Because that's really what it boils down to, y'all. You gotta hit them where it hurts, and that's where that's at the pocketbook. So thank you for standing up for what's right. This is a first step. At least acknowledge that you have done wrong and that you made egregious mistakes. And let me tell you again, that boulder in the puddle, Dre, is still rippling. It's still rippling. So you gonna have to do something to squelch that tsunami that you started in the pond over there. All right, you guys, thanks again. If you wanna reach me, I'm at Crystalyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N at beyondblackandwhite.com.